Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today we have Melanie Cutting, so she's going to tell us about what's new at the movies with her little mini show At the Movies with Mel. So welcome, Melanie.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here, as always. At the Movies with Mel. As it turns out, this week I didn't go to the movies, and here's why. Because the movies that were opening were, but for one, called Game Night, and I'll talk a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. They didn't open in English, and it was very surprising that this kind of big budget movie called Annihilation, I think I mentioned this, with Natalie Portman, is an English movie, and it opened here in French, and only French. And the other disappointment was that the movie that I had said, oh, I'll see that next week, because I've seen enough movies last week, mm-hmm. Was called Early Man, and it's a kind of a claymation stop-action film about cavemen and Bronze Age men, and mm-hmm. the trailers made it look just delightful. And I kind of like stuff like that. So I thought, oh, well, the second week, I'm sure it'll still be in both languages, and it wasn't. So that was truly a disappointment. And I may have to speak to someone at Maison de Cinema about how this kind of happens, and it's a bit distressing when it does. Anyway, but on the plus side, Black Panther is still there in both languages, and that is well worth seeing. Peter Rabbit is still there in both languages, and I guess that's well worth seeing if you're a kid. The movie called Game Night, which I don't know a whole lot about, but it got quite a good review, and that's there in both languages. I think there was the problem with that is that the timing wasn't great for me last week, so I didn't see that. But this is the second time recently that a movie that I would kind of like to see and lots of other people want to see in the original English was brought to the Maison de Cinema only in French. The other one was a movie from a week or two ago called Winchester. Mm-hmm. And we really wanted to see Winchester in English. So that didn't happen. So that's what's happening literally at the movies here in Sherbrooke. You might like to definitely go see Black Panther, see Peter Rabbit if you're, under 12. And the Game Night one looks like it could be kind of fun. It looks like a sort of a mostly a comedy, but not entirely. So that's the local situation, and what I said I would talk about today, especially because I haven't seen so many movies. Oh, sorry. And what's coming? There are two movies coming in English next. Well, Friday actually, starting on Friday. One is called Red Sparrow, with a very popular young woman, and I believe it's kind of about a spy. Jennifer Lawrence, big name, but couldn't remember it. Anyway, and that's probably going to be pretty good. I will certainly, I do hope to see that one when it opens. And another one that's opening on Friday is called Death Wish, and that's in both French and English. I'm assuming it's a remake of a movie from, it must have been the 60s or 70s, called Death Wish, with an actor who is long gone named Charles Bronson, but it was very popular at the time. And this one, as I say, I do think that it probably is, oh, this is Bruce Willis, I believe, having that same role. And probably exciting. I think it's kind of an action shoot 'em up type thing. Mm-hmm. And that is in both French and English. So that's what's happening locally, what's been here, what's coming. And now I'm going to spend a short while, not a whole lot of time, talking about the Academy Awards.
Okay.
Yep. There is coming up this Sunday, March 4th is Sunday, at, it's on a number, let's see, I honestly don't know the station. It's certainly on an American channel, and I suspect it's also on one of the Canadian channels as well, at 8 o'clock our time, 5 o'clock LA time, which is where it takes place. We have the 90th Academy Awards ceremony, and this is where the Oscars are given out for various and sundry categories. I'll just mention a few of the big ones because those are the ones that people pay the most attention to. Some few years ago, they went from having five nominees for Best Picture to 10.
Wow.
So there's a ton of movies nominated. One is The Shape of Water, which played locally in both French and English, but then mostly French, and then it came back, it was English. I missed it both times, but very, very solid reviews. The Darkest Hour, about the difficulties experienced by the Winston Churchill in a really, really excellent performance. The actor playing Winston Churchill is superb. And Dunkirk, which actually takes place at roughly the same time as The Darkest Hour. Phantom Thread, which was just a really kind of interesting and unusual movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody appreciated the kind of quirky quality of the movie. I liked it. I think Maureen kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Ran into her at the theater.
Yeah.
she said, "What was that about?" But ultimately, if you sort of thought about it and read some reviews, then I said, "Oh, okay." And it was ostensibly Daniel Day-Lewis's last film. Not that he's dead. He just decided, "I'm not going to make movies anymore." So this is the time to see him. Another very fine and very quirky movie is called Three Billboards Outside Hibbing, Missouri. And it was really good, but unusual. So you have to be prepared to go and say, this is not going to be just a run-of-the-mill sort of movie. It was a very interesting film. And it played here, as did Phantom Thread and Dunkirk and The Darkest Hour and so on. In fact, I think all but possibly one of these did play locally, sometimes just for a short period of time, but they were here. The Post, which we talked about the Washington Post. A movie called Call Me By Your Name. Lady Bird, which I've spoken about here. Offbeat, but very good. The Post is not offbeat. It's very much an American movie, but very well done. And a very interesting story about the Washington Post. Call Me By Your Name, I haven't seen yet, but I will. That seems to be a coming-of-age story set in Europe. And the one that I have truly no real information about is a comedy called Get Out. And it's very rare that comedies are nominated for Best Picture at the Academy Awards. This is with and by Jordan Peele, who is a kind of a half of the comedy duo Key and Peele. Anyway, he's sort of everywhere these days. I think everybody, including him, was very surprised that his movie was nominated as one of the Best Picture. So that's one to see. And there are the other couple of biggies, the Best Actress Award. And people don't always like that term anymore, Best Actress, Best Female Actor. And the people nominated are mostly kind of really well-known folks, but for Sally Hawkins, and she was nominated for that movie, The Shape of Water, which is also up for awards. Meryl Streep, her annual nomination for The Post. Frances McDormand, who was in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and she's always terrific. Margot Robbie, it played Tanya Harding in the movie I, Tanya, which I spoke about probably week before last. I thought that was a terrific movie. And frankly, of the people who are nominated for Best Actress, I think I would vote for her, Margot Robbie. She was phenomenal. Another nominee for the same award is the Irish actress, whose first name I can never pronounce, Saoirse Ronan. And she was nominated for the movie Lady Bird. And let's see, we have a few others. Okay, so there are five nominees for Best Actress, five nominees for Best Actor, where they increased the number of nominees was just in the Best Picture.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't actually realize that until just now. Mm-hmm. So 10 possible movies to choose from, five Best Actresses, five Best Actors, and in the Best Actor category, Daniel Day-Lewis, who I think he's likely to get it because he is so good, and he may not do any more movies. That's what he's saying now. So he's likely to get it, but not necessarily. A young man named Timothy Chalamet, who was nominated for Call Me By Your Name. Daniel Kaluuya, no idea who he is, but he was in Get Out, that movie that we were just talking about, which was kind of a black horse nominee for Best Picture. Denzel Washington, who, again, a little bit like Meryl Streep, if he makes a movie, he gets a nomination. That's how it works with Denzel, and he's always excellent. And Gary Oldman, who played Winston Churchill in The Darkest Hour, and he was fantastic. So that's Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Actor. Of course, there's various kinds of writing awards. And another worth a mention is the Best Supporting Actor. Two actors from Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Sam Rockwell and Woody Harrelson, were both nominated. Christopher Plummer, our very own Canadian Christopher Plummer, who played John Paul Getty in the movie All the Money in the World. And he, of course, did his usual fantastic job. Richard Jenkins from The Shape of Water, which I haven't seen yet. And Willem Dafoe, who's always good, but frankly, this is a movie I know zero about. It's called The Florida Project. So I think he would be a dark horse. I think Christopher Plummer is likely to get the award. He's in his 80s. We're not sure, you know, how many more movies he has in him, so he's very likely to get that. Best Supporting Actress, and you've probably heard recently about who's nominated here. One is Leslie Manville from The Phantom Thread. She's a very good British actress. Alison Janney, who plays Tanya Harding's mom in the movie I, Tanya, is superb. And she's recently picked up a whole slew of awards as kind of a Best Supporting Actress. Besides the Academy Awards, there's the Critics' Choice, and there's the Foreign Press Association, and the Golden Globes. There's a ton of awards for movies. The Academy Awards is kind of the biggie, mm-hmm, but yeah. A lot of them precede that. Laurie Metcalf, who played the mom in this movie Lady Bird, mm-hmm, is also very good. Octavia Spencer was in The Shape of Water. She has the Best Supporting Actress nomination. Again, I haven't seen it. And again, in this category, there is a movie that I've never heard of called Mudbound, and the actress is Mary J. Blige, whom I've seen, and she is very good, but I know nothing about this movie. So there's all kinds of awards. There's songs, best score, best animated feature film, one of which is Ferdinand, which was terrific, and a few others. So you can go online and just put in Academy Awards 2018, and you'll have all the information that you could ever want about the Academy Awards.
That's good.
But Sunday night, it's a three-hour show, begins at 8 o'clock our time, and in fact, it almost always goes overtime. So if you're recording it and you only set the recording to go for 3 hours, you're going to miss the best stuff, which comes at the end. So if you like to record it, which is what I typically do, then you set your recorder for not the 3 hours, but closer to four.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah. Anyway, so hopefully next time I'll be able to talk to you about having seen a movie or two. And also who won the Academy Awards, because that's on Sunday, and I'll get together here again on the Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But I do hope that Red Sparrow and Death Wish are the two new movies coming in English, and I hope to see at least one of them and can talk about that.
Good. Well, we thank you very much.